No, no. Don't tell me they really forced you to be the test dummy. For a college course in studying human behavior, you guys sure do love being cruel to one another and making people do things they don't want to do. You volunteered. How unique. What would make a person like you volunteer to put a blindfold on and then come talk to me? Surely you must know I hate men. Or that's what the nonsense I hear every other week. You know, not all Medusa girls are the same. That's like saying all boys are the same. Not very reflective now, is it? You seem a little nervous, dear. Is it because I can see you and you can't see me? You've lost one of your senses, so I can understand. It might be a little unnerving. You just leave it all to me. This is a tale that might pique your interest. Medusa is known as a winged gorgon monster with snakes for hair who could turn anyone to stone just by looking into the person's eyes. But Medusa wasn't always like this despicable monster that she has become to be known as. Believe it or not, Medusa was a beautiful mortal before she was transformed into a monster. While Medusa was a beautiful mortal woman, she served beside Athena, the goddess of wisdom and knowledge. Athena was one of only three virgin goddesses, so Medusa vowed to remain a virgin while she served her. While serving Athena, mortals and gods would both take notice of Medusa's beauty. Medusa did not take part in any of the attention she received until Poseidon, the god of the seas, took notice to her. Poseidon was enamored by Medusa's beauty, and Medusa returned the same feelings. They engaged in a love affair and would have two children together, but not before Athena discovered the illicit affair. When Athena discovered the affair, she was enraged and immediately cursed Medusa by taking away her beauty. She turned her long hair into venomous snakes and made her beautiful face so hideous that those who looked into her eyes would immediately be turned to stone. Medusa's life was forever changed, so I'll have you know, lover boy. Medusa was never the bad guy, so to speak. Just a young maiden who fell in love with the wrong person. What do you think? Should she have been so harshly punished? But choose your words wisely, though. Why do you think I'm here? A descendant of her children. Many, many generations. I'm afraid you can't even look at my beautiful face. Thankfully, her bloodline was spared some of the curse. My face remains unaltered, but my hair is an illusion. It appears like snakes to cause stress to onlookers. Although you can technically look at me, I've been tested before. I just have some side effects that wear off over time. I'm sure you're thinking to yourself right now, I can handle it. I'm here to reassure you that you can't. You'd be surprised at how many job offers I get from research facilities. wanting to use me to harm others. Not my kind of thing. No, no. I'm much more interested in pursuing knowledge. It's important to know what you like, and I just so happen to like learning. Just about anything gives me a kick. Historical, biological, maybe even theoretical. That's why you're here, though. To learn as well, so I guess we have that in common. Psychology is the scientific study of the mind and behavior. So what makes you curious? Are you trying to understand what makes us tick? Or are you trying to see what individuals can be like when they're put in extreme situations? You know the case studies, right? Brutal stuff. Some dubbed the whole event the Miracle Flight 571. But it was no miracle. It was instincts, if you ask me. Those who can shred their morals and humanity for a second, they survive. It truly is a shame what occurred, but, well, it serves as a massive learning point for us. Now let me see if my memory can serve me right. The Miracle of the Andes was a flight heading to Chile that crashed high in the mountains on the 13th of October, 1972. The wreck was located at the elevation of 11,700 feet in a very remote place. Three crew members and eight passengers died immediately, and several others died soon afterwards due to the frigid temperatures and the severity of their injuries. Authorities immediately began searching for the aircraft and flew over the crash site several times during these next few days. But they could not see the white fuselage against the snow. Search efforts were cancelled after 8 days. And during the 72 days, the remaining crash survivors suffered numerous hardships, including exposure, starvation, avalanches, caused 13 more passengers to die. Some of the survivors resorted to cannibalism. As the weather improved and the season was changing into spring, two passengers, Nando and Roberto, climbed 15,000 feet without gear and subsequently hiked for 10 days into Chile to seek help. On the 23rd of December, 1972, 2 months after the crash, 16 survivors were rescued. Guess my memory isn't as rusty as I thought it would be. It seems like such extreme measures, but it proves, my dear human, that you're much more capable than you think you are. How do you think we got to the top of the food chain if it wasn't for those lovely blueprints that are in our minds? That's why when babies are born, they do a quick little list of tests to make sure everything is looking good up there. If the baby fails any one of them, it could be an indication the blueprints didn't quite come out right. For example, rooting is when they turn their heads to whatever side of the face is being touched. Sucking, of course, so they can eat. Stepping is possible, where the baby will try to stand up if put in the correct position. Startle reflex, if you pretend to drop them, then they will spread out their arms. Gives them a little fright, but you get the point. I admire you for wanting to learn. I hope you're able to find what you're looking for. Or are you someone who wants to make a name for themselves? Study and publish papers on something never ever done before? You jumped at the chance to be in here with me, so surely that means something. Let me guess. The first person to publish an encyclopedia on monster girls. Explaining their behavior seems more to your tune. Are you logging it? Having your own notes lying around? I'd love to read them. It's not often I get to mingle with other monster girls, and you really are too good of an opportunity to pass up. Why don't I make you a deal? You lead me away to contact you, and I'll agree to meet up. You can freely ask all the questions you desire. And in return, I get to be a part of your research. No hiding notes from me. Does that sound like fun? Deal between man and monster? Come on, I can tell you're curious. Do you need convincing? I can tell you what I know about species already. Having someone on your side that already interacted would be fantastic, no? I can even tell you of the rarer girls. I highly doubt you've even had the pleasure to know about Spriggans or Onis. They are funny. Always obsessed with milk. For some reason. Plenty more intel where that came from. All you have to do is shake this poor sinner's hand. I'm teasing. I wouldn't harm a fly. What say you then? Shall we do some research? Good, good. This pleases me. I've never had someone I could be with before, so I'll be getting nice and smart alongside you. Remember, leave me your details. Now I think it's time you got back to study and you scribble down whatever notes you have on us lovely Medusa girls. Thanks again, research partner.